Hello, DXers, radio enthusiasts, and air check aficionados. This is MarketScope for February 1998, and I'm Phil Wayne. This month, we head for some good fishing territory as Mark Marino takes us along on his trip to Paducah, Kentucky, just a stone's throw away from Kentucky Lake. Mark, what does the AM band sound like in Paducah?
In the fall of 1997, I spent some time in Paducah, Kentucky. Now, I was a little bit familiar with the market because I attended Southern Illinois University back in the mid-70s. So I'd heard some of their stations at that time. But like everywhere else, a lot has changed since then. But the first station on the dial is still the same as it was as far as its call letters is concerned. It used to be WKYB way back in the 50s. And at some point, they changed calls to WKYX. They were rock and roll in the 70s, but now they're a news talk station.
Only now you know the rest of the story. Here at News Talk AM 570 WKYX, we work hard to keep you informed and entertained. Stick with us and you'll find out what's going on here in Paducah, in the area, the country, and around the world. Sometimes, though, we know you need a break. When you just want some relaxing music, turn to our sister station, AM 1560 WPAD. You'll enjoy it. No screaming or banging, just relaxing music. Don't worry, we'll be here when you get back. At News Talk AM 570 WKYX.
From ABC News, I'm John Belmont. Driving to work, even in a carpool, is not the green thing to do this morning. For the ABC Information Network, I'm John Belmont.
AM 570 WKYX, Pancho and Juan in the swimming pool this morning. It's time that we looked at some Monday weather. Here comes Al.
Take a look out of forecast for Paducah, Western Kentucky, and for Southern Illinois.
Lindsey Davenport knocked off Nathaniel Torzidat 7-6, 7-5 to win the European Indoor Championships in Zurich.
Okie dokes.
And Murray, of course, losing to Eastern over the weekend. Instead of them, won a big crowd there. I would have thought that had been a big draw.
Tort nobody there, folks.
Murray's 19-game OVC winning streak went by the board.
All right, about 13 after the hour. Let's go do some headlines. Once again, here comes Donna.
Good morning from the WKYX newsroom. Experts say hundreds of thousands of mostly healthy Kentuckians will soon find their health insurance costs going up.
I heard the World Series on the station that's in the city that's the home of the Superman Museum.
WMOK 920 Metropolis. Israel moves to extradite Maryland teen murder suspect. Good Monday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
News check on WMOK Metropolis is brought to you by Metro Ford Mercury, Big John of Metropolis, Gower Insurance, Metropolis Drugs No. 2, Rainbow Flowers, the Metropolis Subway, City National Bank, and by Massac County Lumber and Hardware.
Time now for the sports news from Sports Radio 920, brought to you today by the Miller Insurance Agency, Jones Building, Metropolis.
If the cost of your car insurance seems to be heading in the wrong direction.
Oh, there's a classic for you on this Monday morning on AM 920 WMOK. That's Larry Gatlin. And I just wish you were with me and all that. That's Larry Gatlin this morning. And the brothers. Okay. 55 degrees. Temperature's up a notch or two. 55. And we don't have the birthday club in here yet. Let me see what I can do about that. Anyway, 55 degrees. Partly cloudy this morning and becoming mostly sunny. High today, 64. Light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy. The low, 43 with light winds. Tuesday, partly cloudy and cooler. The high, 57. 57 degrees. And that is a look at the weather. And after this next song, which is going to be by Mindy McCready, we'll tell you who the birthday club winner is. So don't you leave us. Mindy McCready, What If I Do?
To Your Health, brought to you by Massac Memorial Hospital and WMOK. I'm Lyle Dean.
We play Greg Country all day and all night. We're AM 920, WMOK Metropolis.
Our next next station used to do that thing where they played the songs a couple speeds faster than normal. In 1974, they were known as X-Rock 15, but now they carry the Prime Sports Radio Network on 1450. Oh yeah, and I forgot to mention, they used to be on 1560. Sometime in the mid-80s, them and WPAD switched frequencies.
305-3993. Word of the day is undermine. If you could sneak it in a sentence, that would be delish. Let's mark out Price Party Train Special K, Kyle Ravinsky, and we start with you next. Yes.
A delicious Deion Sanders note coming up next.
All that next on Prime Sports.
Your sports authority, Sports Radio AM 1450, WDXR, Paducah.
With a sports update. The World Series heads back to Cleveland, all even at a game each. The Indians tied things up with a 6-1 win over Florida last night, beating up Marlins starter Kevin Brown for 6 runs and 10 hits in just 6 innings.
Prime Sports. Whenever you want a hot shot of sports, punch up Prime. We're your ultimate high testosterone sports station. Prime Sports.
Number two, chapter number two, 800-305-3993 is the number, 1-800-305-3993. Word of the day, undermine. Talking college football from over the weekend, NFL, who stood out for you? Dog of the weekend? Well, LSU, we gave him a little doggage.
Yep. Taking a look at your forecast from AM 1560 WPAD. Calcisto calling for temperatures to be from the mid-40s to low 70s today with dry conditions. Tonight, look for lows to be in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, look for it to be rainy with temperatures in the mid-50s.
WPAD is Western Kentucky's oldest radio station. For years, them and WKYX were competing against each other, but now they have the same owners.
On the air since 1930, WPAD Paducah is the station of your life. We like you too, lady, a lot. And the guy who's directing the orchestra behind you there, Nelson Riddle, here on the memory station. If you're one of our regular listeners, you may have noticed that the fidelity of our technical sound is not up to our usual standard. This is because we have moved to a new studio and are experiencing some problems with telephone lines that carry the signal from the studio to the transmitter. We are in the process of getting the trouble corrected. We thank you for bearing with us until we get the problem fixed. And as always, thank you for listening to Western Kentucky's oldest radio station, 1560 WPAD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't drop it into the middle of the song like that. That's the way it was on the tape when I recorded it there. Now, you might think that that's it for the AM band in Paducah. Well, not quite. They've got a real nice Traveler's Information Station at 1610.
Want to know more right now? Call us at 1-800-PADUCAH. 1-800-PADUCAH. Thanks for listening, and welcome to Paducah.
You're listening to Tourist Information Station, WNWU 238.
Welcome to Paducah, best known as Quilt City, USA, home of the renowned Museum of the American Quilter Society, located in historic downtown Paducah. But there's a rich patchwork of other attractions around town that make Paducah an appealing designation for you tourists and travelers. Halfway between St. Louis to the north and Nashville to the southeast, Paducah is located at the entrance of Kentucky's Western Waterlands, one of America's premier water recreational areas. Kentucky Lake, Lake Markley, and the land between the lakes offer you fishermen, you sailboat enthusiasts, and outdoor adventurers endless fun and relaxation only 20 miles from Paducah.
Well, that's all on the AM band in this city. When we pulled the switch over to FM, we got a real fine Christian contemporary radio station.
.3 and Michael Flo. You know, we're a community-supported station. We thank you for your faithful support of this ministry. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 7931, Paducah, Kentucky, 42002. Christian Family Radio, WGCF. Here's Petra, now Grave Robber, on your Positive Hit Station. Christian Family Radio, WGCF. There's a hot song with a cool message. I love it. That's Petra and Grave Robber.
This is Kathy Peel with a thought from Discover Your Destiny.
Christian Family Radio, WGCF. Hot songs with a cool message. Pam Thumb from We Believe. And there's a future for this world. This is Michael Flo. Great to have you along. We have a lot of music yet to come up for you this hour, even though I can't say music. We have Rhonda Gunn, also Aaron Jeffrey Anointed, and John Elefante from Corridors. Corridors coming up in minutes.
Our encouragement this hour from Psalm 30 reads,
Music from the Hearts of Space will return next Sunday night at 10 o'clock. The program is made possible by the direct support of WKMS listeners, as well as the underwriting support of the Kelly Psychiatric Clinic in Paducah. Stay with us for Planet Waves with David Fleming, next on 91.3 WKMS Murray.
And as we drift along into another edition of Planet Waves, that means we're approaching another 11 o'clock hour on another Sunday night. I'm David Fleming, welcoming you to another edition of Planet Waves. Since Planet Waves went 2 hours, we were usually sampling a lot of the new stuff during the first hour, whether it was the acoustic or the electronic, the so-called real instruments versus the synthesized. Tonight, for the full 2 hours, we're going to be looking at the music of Gerald J. Marco, sampling from his 1989, 90, and 91 releases. It's also the music of the Pleiades, at least according to Marco, anyway. The Pleiades are a beautiful and brilliant star cluster in the constellation of Taurus. There's a large picture hanging in Marco's studio. And while looking at them, he's inspired to compose a certain kind of music. It's music that's usually very different than the music he usually composes.
Well, that's going to put a wrap for this edition of Paducah. Next time, we'll hear from stations such as the top-rated WKYQ and Electric 96.9. I'm Mark Marino, reporting for the DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Mark. I can remember hearing WKYX 570 back in the summer of 66. It was about 4 o'clock one morning. When I lived in Central New York, they were a 250-watt rocker at the time. And now, I'd like to ask you all for your help for the April Market Scope. We're going to feature NRC members on the air, either as DJ talent or calling into radio stations. We did this a few years ago and heard from a number of members, and it was a lot of fun. So if you have a tape you can send to me, send it to Phil Wayne at 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, Ohio 45840-4. 4642, and please try to get it to me by March 10th. Thanks for all your help. Mark and I will see you back here next month with the FM side of the Paducah Dial. Now, here's a guy who is always cranking his dial, Fred Vobey.
Many of us would like to listen to TV audio for news and information without being tethered to the VCR or the television. It's been a problem because the product has not been out on the market up till now. I just had a chance to speak with Bruce Elbing up at the FM Atlas. How you doing, Bruce?
Just fine.
Are you staying out of the cold up there in Minnesota, right?
Right. Well, it's not too cold today. I've been in the workshop, which is in the garage, working on people's radios, primarily for blind people.
And where is Esko, Minnesota, exactly?
Just west of Duluth. I tell people 22 kilometers west of west-southwest of Duluth, so let them figure out the metrics.
There you go. You had some interesting information that you sent me concerning some Radio Shack receivers that receive television audio, and you have a circuit which can pick up the SAP. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The circuit I have gets the SAP program, and it also gets the FM subcarrier radio program. It depends on how it's adjusted. There's a certain radio that I've been selling quite a lot of that gets TV audio plus AM and FM. And with a little external control that I often put on these radios, you can select whether you want it to benefit the SAP channel or the FM subcarrier, like for the radio reading services for the blind. I know it sounds like a lot of technical jargon, but it's really a very low-tech device and easy to use. Like, for instance, I think a lot of the blind people have VCRs, and they're finding it hard to use because they're menu-driven. Everything appears on the screen, and it's very hard for a blind person to make the selections. Whereas we have an older VCR, and they're getting rare, I guess. It has a simple slide switch that you flip in the up position to hear the SAP. So that makes it easy. But the thing is, with this radio that I modify, you can get the SAP that way, and it's rather low-tech. You can just listen for the audio of your favorite TV station, probably a public TV station, and then flip the switch down, and you should hear the SAP. Now, if it sounds distorted or non-existent, most of the installations I do have a little clarifier control, so you can grasp that knob and turn it slightly left or right, and get the TV SAP loud and clear. So that's my low-tech answer to the menu-driven SAP. And also, you're not tethered to the AC lines with a portable radio, AM and FM, mm-hmm. or TV audio. You can walk about or take it on public transportation. And even with an earphone, you can supply an earphone that fits into the jack there. Listen in privacy as you move about or listen through the speaker, and your SAP or FM subcarriers or regular stations, anywhere you go.
What do you find on the SAP channels of most of the television stations? Are some stations doing some rather innovative things with their SAP?
Well, I think so, particularly in the larger cities, like if you live near Miami or Los Angeles or Chicago, or where there's maybe more than one public television channel, you'll find some innovative things being done by some of the stations. Not all the stations, and even some of those that do it, aren't on full-time with it. So it's like DXing in the early days of radio, where you have to be around when the signal is available. And that's kind of the excitement of it, I think, that here's something that's not a 24-hour-a-day phenomenon necessarily, but it's something you can DX when it happens to be there and catch these rare occasions. Some cities will have foreign language programming, maybe a Spanish translation of the TV news, or they'll have even some of the reading services on TV SAP. I know Nebraska, the whole state, is covered by SAP TV audio, and I've sold a couple of radios to the Radio Talking Book in Omaha because he wants to try them out. See how it works on the FM radio subcarrier as well as on the TV SAP. And certain programs, like public TV programs, Nova and Nature and Masterpiece Theater are presently being decoded into a descriptive video service, DVS, for the blind. Not all stations have the equipment for it yet. I understand Oklahoma City will come online in August, and Pittsburgh just started their service on, I think it's Channel 13 and Channel 16, WQED and WQEX. So, and the service is growing. I have been mentioned in the WGBH and WGBX program guide in Boston, the National Captioning, I think it's called the National Captioning Institute or the CBS Center there.
Right.
There's also captioning for the deaf people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it's the same organization handling both. But anyway, the guides have mentioned me and my tunable radios. I guess I'm the only one, nut out there who supplies a tunable radio. The others all seem to be fixed to that one channel, so you're tethered, and there's a, you know, it's almost like the Big Brother's mentality. You listen to what the agency wants you to hear and nothing else.
Are the FM radio stations still using the SCAs as much as they were, say, 10 years ago?
Not so much in the smaller towns. In the larger cities, like New York and Los Angeles, almost every station has something going on. It might just be data. It might sound like machine gun noise as you tune by it, but it's something. You know, there's some music, a little less background music than there used to be. A lot of the stores are going to direct satellite reception right in the store instead of having to be on an FM radio subcarrier for the customer's entertainment while they're walking around the aisles and filling up their shopping carts.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more ethnic broadcasting and, I think that's about it, ethnic broadcasting and data. And there's a little bit of light rock. Muzak has a couple of services, so does Seaberg. And if they're willing to go the route of having it on subcarrier, then you can hear it in various areas. But the reading services for the blind are pretty much stable, except Wisconsin seems to be losing its last one. I understand the station that's been in Milwaukee is going to quit. Now, I haven't heard for sure, but people in southeastern Wisconsin, maybe with some DXing capability and an antenna, could pull it in from Chicago, WBEZ at 91.5. So it might take DX techniques to hear it. But in other areas, I think it's going strong. Like Minnesota, it covers the whole state. It's in a good part of Iowa. And in most of the metropolitan areas, Los Angeles is a little bit weak. The station there is only like 1,000 watts KCSN in Northridge. And I think they're working to try to get it on other stations in the area. And San Francisco recently went from an FM subcarrier to a TV channel 2 SAP for their reading service. So if your reading service leaves you, there's a good chance you can hear it on another station.
What is the most unusual SAP or SCA that you've ever heard?
Most unusual?
Yeah.
I think there used to be a little bit of voice paging in the past. And network relaying, and there's still a little bit of it going on, where you'd hear the peer network, no local programs or no local inserts. Like you could hear Paul Harvey, for instance, on the ABC network with all the network public service instead of the local commercials being inserted. There used to be paging, voice paging. Now it's pretty much digital, but that was on subcarrier, and I can remember 100 kilowatt station in Minneapolis doing the paging thing. I even have it on my audio tape. And some kid just messing around. Hello, mama. Hello, father. Testing, testing. And I remark on my tape, oh, this is going on in a 100 kilowatt station in a major metropolitan area. And that's the silliness. And yet I pointed out that at least that station was using it for something when so many stations, it's not being used at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I shouldn't maybe say this, but there can be bad language on the subcarriers.
Mm-hmm.
You think Howard Stern is raunchy or some of these people on main carrier FM, but I know in Minnesota here, they're even in the, like, 1 or 2 p.m., saying the Radio Talking Book and Network is a closed-circuit service available only to the print handicapped, and therefore it is our mandate to broadcast whatever is in the printed word in unedited form. And so you can hear, you know, that kind of language. And I guess I'm not making any apology for it. In fact, I think I've sold a couple of them to ministers who want to see what's going on out there, what these blind people are being exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is that kind of stuff. But I guess, you know, there's a little variety on SCA out there. Maybe they're getting a little less experimental than they used to be, just like main channel FM is getting more timid and, you know, not taking chances like they once did. So I see the same thing happening in the world of subcarriers, but at a slower rate. It's still kind of an experimental band, and there's still some interesting DX possibilities where you don't have the same format, say, 24 hours a day on some of these stations, but a little bit of variety and maybe not even all the time with them on.
Can you tell me a little bit about the radios that you use to be able to pick this up? I guess you can use radios such as the GE Super Radio and this one from Radio Shack that you modify.
Yeah, I'm having more luck with the Radio Shack models.
Are you?
I've gotten a little out of touch with GE. I know people demanded that radio. It's always a beast to tame. I'm not even sure if the GE Super Radio is going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard rumors that maybe it's going to be discontinued. I know from my GE distributor, I deal with a broker there who gets me the radios, that the GE line, they want to phase that out and have it all RCA. And so I'm not sure if there will become an RCA version of the GE Super Radio or not, but Radio Shack is producing one from a factory in China that I think used to produce the GE Super Radios, and I think that factory knows how to do a good job of producing the radios, whereas the GEs are now being made in Indonesia. And I don't think they're quite onto the neck of producing as good a radio as they once did,
mm-hmm.
because of the change in factories. So I've kind of like this Radio Shack model that gets AM and FM, the 12603. It's their Optima series, and I'm no Radio Shack dealer, but I've been buying them in quantity. And I also like the 12604 model that gets AM, FM, TV audio 2-69, and that's really rare to find a UHF portable AM/FM radio.
It is.
Without having to buy the picture and the television screen to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that radio, I've been selling all kinds of them. I've ordered in 150, and I think I've sold all but about 10 of them so far since August. That's $115 plus $7 shipping, and I can modify that to get FM radio subcarrier and TVSAP. I know Nolan Crabb of the American Council of the Blind did a write-up on it, and he called it the radio that saves space, because it does so much. You only need one unit to get all the audio programs, AM, FM, and TV, plus TVSAP with descriptive video, and the FM subcarrier with the reading service. So one unit does all that, and it eliminates clutter, as Nolan Crabb wrote in the review. He really praised the radio, a lot more so than I probably can, because of the magnificent way he writes. And he bought the radio that he reviewed at a conference in Minneapolis in June that I attended. And so he was impressed with that radio and wrote the review. And all kinds of other people have seen the review, whether it's and Braille, large print, or cassette tape, and have been inspired to order it.
Well, the radio itself has a lot of interest because of what you can do with it. Like you pointed out, there is nothing that I know of on the market which can pick up the UHF television audio channels. And when you add SAP and SCA to that, that's quite an attractive offer. I think, you know, somebody could really use something like that.
Yeah, the problem is my source at Radio Shack in Dallas, 1-800-THE-SHACK, Fort Worth, 1-800-THE-SHACK, you can call them even, and ask about that model. They tell me it's going to be discontinued. I've done a little bit of lobbying, and I know some of my customers have too, And the managers of the local stores claim to know nothing about it being discontinued, so it's possible we've changed their minds. But it's also possible it will be discontinued, and we might not be able to get the model too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of your subscribers, I just worked on the radio for him today. He traded up to a Sony that gets AM, FM, TV audio 2 to 13 model ICF34W. And that's an excellent radio. I have a friend in Atlanta, Georgia. He's not blind, but he likes to DX and play around with these radios. He's got several super radios. And he says, I like this Sony. He says, it's nice and selective. And he really likes the way it can separate the FM stations on the dial from each other. So I modified this radio to get the 67 kilohertz SCS band in it for him. So he'll have the reading service plus AM, FM, and VHF TV audio. And it's a smaller radio. It goes for $65 plus shipping instead of $115.
If one of our members would like to get a radio from you, which has all these features and such already assembled in it, how would they go about contacting you to be able to purchase it?
Okay, very good question, Fred. It's a our address, I suppose, if they want to take it down. It's P.O. Box 336 in ESCO, E-S-K-O, Minnesota, M-N, 55733. And our phone number is 218-879-7676. Or if they want to put it on a charge card, we accept Visa and MasterCard. And we also have an 800 number for orders. That's 1-800-605-2219. And so, but if you just have a question, it's probably better to call our regular line, which is 218-879-7676, and we can answer questions about the availability of the radio.
Bruce, thank you very much for telling us about this product. I'm sure a lot of us are going to have a good use for this item.
Musings from members.
Good morning, Fred. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. I'm talking to you on Friday, the 19th of December, 1997. As of the 17th at 10 p.m., 1510 WNRB in Boston, Massachusetts has switched to one-on-one sports. That has happened now, and it is a good step, very, very good step. It's the one of the biggest changes in Boston radio, and we're looking forward to a lot of listeners on the one-on-one sports network. So that is the newest change in Boston as of this time. Thank you very much.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. My ham call, by the way, is KC4 Bravo Bravo India. Does anyone out there on the DX Audio Service who is a ham have any experience with the long wave ham band, which is supposedly between about 160 and 180 kilohertz? I think you can only run 1 watt or 10 watts or something. I've never even heard any hams on that part of the band. If anyone has experience with that, I'd like to hear from you via the service or call me 205-512-9988. Thank you.
Hi, this is Doug Hunsinger checking in from Newport News, Virginia on December the 27th. And noted a silent 1190 WANN Annapolis, Maryland. Don't know where if they're permanently gone, but they're silent now. As well as AM 1110 in Norfolk is silent as well.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on the 29th of December. As of this moment, 1650 KXGL is on the air, simulcasting their show tune format with KGIL in Beverly Hills. And they have been making mention of the fact that there's also a TIS station on 1650 in Culver City. They're moving to 1690. Marty Rimpaugh here with a correction on the 1650 call. It is KGXL, not KXGL, as I had said before. So the 1650 call is KGXL.
This is Tim Hendel, less than an hour into 1998 here in Alabama. I'm hearing a station on 1680, 1680, with rock music, no IDs. It goes on and off. When it goes off, I hear the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Travelers Information Station. I don't know if it's a pirate or a new X-band station testing here on New Year's Eve, but I'll try to watch it and follow it up.
Good evening. This is Tom Rothrock from Hagerstown, Maryland, on January 5th at 11:55 at night. Just wanted to say that in response to Fred's question, I like the DX North American AM, FM, and TV. The most memorable catch was Channel 2 on TV in Dickinson, North Dakota, from Dickinson, North Dakota. And today I also heard WJHR on 1040 from Flemington, New Jersey, in its first day of operation. So I just thought I would share that with the group. That's it for now. 73s and good DX.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on the 6th of January. 1370 KKSJ is now affiliated with La Zeta Z Spanish, and the stations owned by Z Spanish at 92.1 and 92.7 are being sold, and they will go urban, so KKSJ is picking up the slack, and they have just gone Z Spanish. So I guess that's all. Happy DX.
Hello there. Ken Amistruck, Joliet, Illinois, your sports editor here on Thursday, January the 8th. And now we have our sixth call letter change on 950 AM in Chicago.
Greetings, DX audio service members. This is Carrie Livingston Hughes in Winnetka, California, a part of Los Angeles, for those of us who may not know. You weren't able to receive my muse in the January edition because it was a little late, but if you are interested in participating in the Southern California area DXers DX AM contest, please give me a call. Let me know what restriction you want to place on yourself, and certainly be there with your logs in February to let us know what you heard. My number is area code 818-998-8244. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Do you remember last month when I gave the address information to Tom Rothrock on WRPT? Well, Tom, that was wrong. What I did was reach up onto the shelf and pull down a log, which I thought was the current log. In reality, it was the 1992 AM radio log. Anyway, here is the corrected information. In the 18th edition of the AM radio log, WRPT is in Ashland, Massachusetts. They have a day power of 250 watts, pre-sunrise power of 500 watts, located at 100 Mount Waite Street, and that is W-A-Y-T-E, actually Avenue, in Framingham, Massachusetts, 01701-5705. Their format is talk. And also, they're on 650 kilohertz. In the October, November, and December 1997 band scan, you heard a fellow by the name of Mark Durenberger do a fantastic band scan of the Clear Channel stations from out west while on his travels. Mark's back, this time with an article which he penned in Radio World magazine, which I think that everyone will enjoy.
De-Expeditions, good, clean fun. From an article in the November 1997 Radio World by Mark Durenberger. In astronomy, it's called a Messier marathon, a star party, where folks gather to identify Messier-cataloged stellar objects. Ham radio operators call it field day, with the emphasis on the number of contacts they can make. This story is about medium-wave DXing and the folks who log AM broadcast stations considered out of reach of normal receivers. De-Expeditions are appealing to this longtime broadcaster because they provide the occasional opportunity to escape the urban interference to a quiet location where we set up listening gear in search of elusive AM stations. With the increased band clutter the FCC has wrought, this has become an increasingly challenging task. But the fun of finding a long-forgotten AM signal in the nighttime ether makes it all worthwhile. Veteran Radio World readers will recall my love affair with the romance of nighttime AM radio. There's a sense of community in barreling down the interstate, keeping company with untold thousands of others, listening to that same Grand Old Opry or Truckers broadcast from Nashville on an AM signal booming through the night and riding that long, lazy sky wave. I had forgotten how much fun this could be until I heard about the DX audio service from the National Radio Club. And when I rediscovered a hobby which has actually been around since the early 1920s. What follows in this article is meant to update you on the changes in this age-old pastime and to inform you of some DXing resources against the occasion when you too may wish to reignite an interest in this fun part of AM. The DX Audio Service. The DX Audio Service is a monthly audio magazine enjoying popularity among those interested in AM reception. Anchored from Lima, Ohio by veteran broadcaster Fred Vobey, it's composed as a labor of love by Fred, Jerry Starr, Phil Wayne, John Bowker, Bruce Conti, and listener contributors. The tapes, monthly, contain information on AM station assignments, station audio, and profiles. Periodically, the DX Audio Service produces After Dark, a compendium of long-form programming, air checks, interviews. You may hear, for example, a 1941 story on the new WABC transmitter on Columbia Island, or you might hear an interview on why the Voice of America shut down its Bethany, Ohio relay station. Information on the DX Audio Service is available by writing Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Or look for the NRC website or email gnbc@wcoil.com. That's gnbc@wcoil.com. You'll also find an extraordinary amount of information for the experimenter, published as reprints by the National Radio Club, by the International Radio Club of America, the IRCA, by England's Medium Wave Circle, to name three. Look for newsletters and articles with solid theory and practical advice on technical topics from medium wave propagation to antenna design. You'll learn of the work of dozens of DXers who share their experiences and the work they've done in designing gear for the hobby. As just one example, one of DXer Mark Connolly's great interests is using antenna phasing systems. Over the years, Mark has probably built a half dozen such phasers and publishes his work so others can share. You can order reprints of technical articles from the NRC Publication Center. Their address is P.O. Box 164, Mansville, M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661-0164. Contact the IRCA at Post Office Box 1831, Paris, P-E-R-R-I-S, California, 92572-1831. Another example of a great source of information is an email letter called AMDX News Flash. It's posted by Phil By The Way. To receive this email newsletter, send your email ID to Philip, uppercase dash, By The Way, that's B-Y-T-H-E-W-A-Y, at mukilteo.hac.com. To get your feet wet in this hobby, we suggest you borrow or buy a medium-price, high-quality portable, such as a Sony IC2010. Then look for the toys which take you beyond simple listening to make this hobby good, clean fun. One of the best resources is Kiwa Electronics in Yakima, Washington. Kiwa accessories include IF filters and very slick amplified loop antennas. You can add a regeneration module to a loop to make a humdrum receiver really sit up and make noise. If you've never tried a good loop, you'll be pleasantly astonished. Kiwa can be found at kiwa@wolfnet.com. Kiwa is K-I-W-A at Wolfnet, W-O-L-F-E-N-E-T.com, or at 612 South 14th Avenue, Yakima, Washington, 98902. Now, once you've got a properly accessorized receiver in hand, the only other thing you'll need will be some warm clothes against a dark night, and hopefully a friend or two to share the fun. But don't make the initial foray any more rigorous than necessary, or you could be turned off at the start. Begin by reaching for the 50 kilowatters. You'll find target information in Funkenhauser's Wham Log page on the internet. That's W-H-A-M-L-O-G. Or in the Broadcasting Cable Yearbook. And NRC publishes a very useful night pattern book. So you say, what's the big deal? I tune to 650 and there's Nashville. But bear in mind, a lot of new stations have been authorized on 650 and the other clears. WSM may still be a slam dunk where you live, but there are other assignments on 650 to copy as well. The challenge is using antenna orientation and nulling tricks to minimize the expected signals, reaching for what's underneath them. That's where the fun tools come in we talked about. And that's where this hobby becomes one part fun, one part art, and one part science. The science can be in understanding propagation trends and predicting post-sunset, pre-sunrise catches. Or it may be learning to use a tuned loop, an active whip, or a seriously directional long wire such as a beverage antenna. These work great, but they may haul in 10 stations on the same frequency. So you apply the science again. Roll out a phaser. Phasing works on the principle of common mode rejection. Two antennas are combined through the phaser so that the signals which appear in both antennas are nulled out, and what's left is the energy which hits only one of the antennas. The art to the hobby is in judicious placement of those antennas so that the desired station comes into only one antenna and everything else is nulled out. Phasing units are commercially available, or you can roll your own using parts from the junk box and guided by the available construction info from folks like Mark Connolly. I built one phaser out of old parts from a 1930s era WCCO transmitter, a bit of overkill unless you need receive equipment that'll handle 50,000 watts. While this hobby cuts across all ages, there seem to be a lot of folks like myself rediscovering nighttime DXing. We were part of the early days of FM, and we have one foot in tomorrow, but we may not be terribly excited about today's radio. Maybe we're listening because we're romantics at heart, or because we know that someday it may all be digital. And when that day comes, who knows what'll happen to those long, lazy nighttime skywave fades. That magic nighttime AM sound may be lost forever. Well, there's a lot more to this story and the resources available. And if you're interested, we'll be back with more detail. Meanwhile, give it a try. But I'm warning you, if you get hit by the DX bug, there's only one cure, and that's buying better and better receive equipment. 73s and good listening. This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis.
Thanks, Mark, and we hope everyone liked all the information we had on this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. 73, good DX, and remember to get out there and support radio.